Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks hit the ice in Boston tonight, intent on changing their luck against the NHL's hottest team, who've won 8 straight, taken points out of their last 12, and they're showing no signs of slowing down. However, with the Moms on the trip, the Hawks should be at their best against the Bruins because, well, let's face it, that's how Mom wants it. So here we go. First of two meetings between the Hawks and the Bruins set to begin. The drop of the puck at center ice and the game is underway and the Hawks control. McAvoy left point. Sends it right point. Pasternak to McAvoy deep slot. He coughed it up to Ryan Carpenter. Here come the Hawks shorthanded. Carpenter over the Bruin line left wing. Put it across to the slot. Murphy shoots. Shoulder save. Rebound. Score! Ryan Carpenter with his first Blackhawks goal. It's a shorthander and it gives the Hawks a 1-0 lead with 1:46 left in period number one. So Carpenter, who started the play back in the Hawks zone, finishes with his first Blackhawks goal. It's a shorty, and it's a big goal for the Hawks. 1-0. Gustafson at the line, deep slot. To Kane, right point, back to Gustafson. Long wrist shot. They score! Dylan Strome in front of the net. Deflected it past to Rask. And the Blackhawks, with 10 seconds gone of the Citco Fueling Good power play, have taken a 2-0 lead over the Bruins. So we're underway here in the third period. Bruins control as Carlo fires the puck down the boards into the Hawk end, in between the circles in the Hawk zone. Marchand misplays the puck onto DeHonstick and to Strome at center ice. Did it break it over the rear line? He scores! Alex DeBrincat from the left wing circle snaps it off the near post and the crossbar, and the puck ends up in the Bruin net. 17 seconds into the third, it's 3-0 Hawks. McAvoy on the left wing side. Returns it to Backus, right wing at center ice and over the Hawk line. Backus sends it in on goal. Kneeling save made. Rebound Nordstrom shoots and scores.
Robin Leonard just gave out a juicy rebound there. David Backus throws a weak shot in from the right wing side. And Robin Leonard, I don't know what he was doing there. He just kicked that right out into the slot area. The Bruins player said thank you. And that's Nordstrom picking up his third of the season.
Kane holding the puck to Toews in the slot. He turned to shoot, rolled off his stick. Corrali takes the puck now for Boston. Head to Wagner at center ice, crossing the Hawk line. Gustafson fell down. Wagner moves in, shoots and scores. A shorthanded goal for the Bruins, Chris Wagner. And with 4:59 left in the third, it's now 3-2 Hawks, who will remain on the power play for the next 40 seconds. But that was a big goal to give away. McAvoy at the left point, put the puck behind the Hawk net. Seabrook spins it away to the near side. Nylander battling with Krug, pokes it free. Gilbert went to check a Bruin, lost the puck. Here's Krug in front, shoots and scores. The Bruins have tied it with 2:33 left in period number three. Torrey Krug scoring for Boston. And this building that had been so quiet for the longest time has certainly come to life. Here's Krug, leaves it in the deep slot, Pasternak. He sidesteps and check, and then he's tripped by Jonathan Toews. No penalty call. Hawks escape the penalty call. Toews has a breakaway in overtime, over the line, down the slot, he scores! Jonathan Toews wins the game for the Hawks in overtime. An overtime game-winning goal through the legs of Tuukka Rask, and the Blackhawks win in Boston for the first time since January the 20th of 2017.